David Perdue here from MyNAMS.com Insiders Group, and this is the second part of the Advanced Affiliate Marketing course that we did this morning with Connie Reagan Green. Of course, this morning was discovery. We looked at a lot of different areas, including how to be focused, how to be consistent, how to really set a goal and go after it. Now, the subtitle of that course this morning is How to Build a Seven-Figure Business Through Affiliate Marketing. Connie said that about half of her income comes from affiliate marketing, and I know for a fact that she is a seven-figure annual business. So that's great. But what she also alluded to was that affiliate marketing opened a lot of other doors so that she could start creating her own products and driving more affiliates in and actually using affiliate marketing to increase her business as well. And so don't be fooled by that. Once you get started with affiliate marketing, you can either go in that direction and make additional income, or you can just focus on affiliate marketing all the way. So I thought that was a really good session this morning, and I was really excited by the whole deal. So now here we go. We're going to look at the mind map that I was building through this morning's session. And we're going to actually spend the afternoon pretty much creating our implementation plan is what we're going to do. And I'm going to switch right over to that mind map now. Let me just grab this. Okay, you should be seeing the mind map on the screen and everything that we have in there. So let me just scroll up here so we can close everything and start with a little review of what we had going here. So I'll go to Navigate, Fold All. Okay. This is FreeMind, by the way, which is the my preferred mind mapping solution, and it is free, which we love. So I love organizing our micro workshops using the same template, pretty much. We have our guest at the top. We learned a little about Connie today. She's a classroom teacher. She resigned in 2005 and started her online business. We set the dream, which was to build maximum profit using affiliate marketing and to be able to provide, to do a little philanthropy. That's one of Connie's dreams was, and all, these are just examples. You would set your own dream, and hers was to be able to be more involved in charities, to have more time. She worked all the time until she was 50 years old, multiple jobs. And now she works 3 to 4 hours a day whenever she wants. If she wants to work more, it's her choice to do that. She spends a lot of time with family. Her family is an extended family as well as her local family. She spends a lot of time with extended family in Finland, which brings up the last one here. She travels all the time too, which is great. And you could have any or all or none and add your own. So, you know, you can drop into the suggestion box here what you would like to see as what kind of things would you like to dream about in your affiliate marketing world. What kind of dreams do you have? Do you have a seven-figure income dream from affiliate marketing? Do you have more time? Do you want to quit your job? What is the thing that you want to do? Just type it into the chat box and let's take a look at that. And we might add some additional dream factors here as well. Let's see. Then we spent a lot of time on the prototype. The prototype was that she revealed three strategies, and the strategies that she talked about we broke down into getting started, something to offer, and the advanced strategy. The getting started was actually really complex, and we went into it very deep, and it was kind of brilliant. It was teaching somebody else's course. And we're going to use these three strategies in our challenge because we want to really help you build ongoing ongoing income, passive income, all of that. So I'm getting some of these some of your dreams in here now, and it is Candy says quit my job and travel. Abby says to travel, and I believe Abby is making a commitment on that since he's got a What is it, Abby? Is it a Winnebago or is it a RV vehicle of some sort that you have just invested in and you're going to be traveling around the country? Wendy says to attend more training conferences. She wants money to be able to attend more training conferences. Okay, that's good. That's good. All right, so in the Getting Started, we talked about teaching somebody else's program. Now, we use the NAMS incubator, which we will be starting up June 1. I have made a decision. We'll be doing that and offering some webinars to get people started in the NAMS incubator group. You'll get some special attention and some special affiliate training so that you can actually teach the NAMS courses if you want to do that. But if you don't want to teach NAMS, we want to teach horseback riding, you want to teach whatever else it is, then you will choose a course of your liking, and we'll talk about that down when we get into the implementation stuff a little bit. The second strategy was something to offer. And now that was about offering a unique bonus with your skills and your insights and your experience. So you're going to bring that to the table, and that is going to be something that that's going to be something that you can focus on as a little bit more of an advanced strategy. Once you have identified what your skills are, you want to start creating your own bonuses as well. Then the final advanced strategy she talked about today was joint venture with other affiliates. I have to admit, I'm not completely convinced about this one. I think that this is a really good strategy, and it worked well with me with Alex Mendosian. I can see how, as the guy on the top of a strategic alliance, it's really good for them. And if it is, you know, if you are just getting started in affiliate marketing, I think that this could be really good for you too. I can see how it'd be really great for building relationships and partnerships, JV partnerships. So to me, that's the biggest benefit of doing this strategy. So we'll talk about that a little bit more as we get into it as well. Test. I want to go back and add a couple of things that I saw here. Dollars to attend more training workshops. That was from Wendy. And I saw that Pat has traveled to the NAMS conference, increase income by $250K. So that's a specific goal. That's good. More money. Specific number. Love it. Let's see. I think that is, I've got everything else. Quit my job and travel. That's it. Okay, Stan asked how I like my new digs. By the way, you'll get a blog post today that will actually show you my new digs, as well as what I did during my 12-hour day yesterday. It was the first 12-hour day I've spent since in the last month. And I used to do 12-hour days every day. So I'm going to show you how productive I was in my new digs. Thanks for asking. Okay. So now we're looking at test. And one of the things that I really wanted to get into with Connie was how you determine what you want to promote. And she was talking about the niche sites. We went with Abby's cigar site, and we talked about how to build that up into a more profitable for the affiliate type of website. One of the things that I did when I built the MyNAMS site was that I went out and got input from the top affiliates, and also from affiliates that I wanted to be top affiliates. Some of them never promoted, but some of them actually got really involved and became great instructors for us and became our go-to crew. And so the site was really built with affiliates in mind. Now, if you want to be somebody who gets a lot of affiliate help, I really encourage you to talk to your affiliates before you even build your sites. If affiliate marketing is where you're planning to get your most of your traffic, it is a really good thing to do, is to talk to your affiliates about what they want to see in your site. Okay, I'm going to edit long node. That's too big right there. Get this done here. Okay. So We talked about membership sites being great for recurring income. Building income requires you have an ability to add on what you've already started. So something we didn't talk about enough about today, if you ask me. This is really important. You don't want to start from scratch every month. You don't want to have to start over every month. You want to be able to know that you've built last month's income and that that's going to carry over to this month. You're always going to lose some, but you always want to replace that and add more. So recurring memberships, promoting recurring memberships is a great way to start. And in fact, that's one of the reasons it's the number one thing in our prototype for strategy one was to teach a course so that you can actually start getting more and more income in on a regular basis. You know, you think about Connie and her small list. One of the things that we didn't ask her, but I'm pretty sure, is that you can only have a small list and make seven figures if you have a lot of recurring income in there. So it's really important that you focus on more and more recurring income. Otherwise, you've got to be promoting all the time. There are several people, and I mentioned this online today, there are several people who have who send me promotions every day for the latest and greatest new products. And I'm not all that excited to see those promotions every day. So I've unsubscribed from a lot of those. But those guys are scrambling every day to make so much money today, to make $100 today, or to make $1,000 today. One, and I'll tell you something else. Somebody who I thought was a really good affiliate marketer actually approached me one time and said that he needed to learn what I was doing from a passive income standpoint because he felt like he was on a gerbil machine, you know, one of those little, what is that, a gerbil wheel, because every day he was having to promote over and over and wearing out his list on a new product. Now, the things that I promote, you see me push hard. I'm pushing hard as we speak for Dennis Becker's book, which is a really good product first, and it's a really good price. So it has, but it's going up tomorrow, so it has some urgency to it. But what it really has is a great relationship with somebody that I want to be more involved in because he has a recurring membership site called Earn 1K a Day Insiders Club. And that's a $25 per person recurring commission. And I love having that recurring commission. So by selling the book, I'm tagging a lot more people to take a look at his membership. And that's going to build my recurring ongoing income. And about every 3 months, I have to do some kind of promotion into his and other people's recurring income streams so that I can build those back up, because they'll slide a little bit. For example, Coach Glue is a great one. It'll slide a little bit with people who don't buy as much, but over a 3 or 4 month period, I can continue building that commission and building more and more every month just by doing a new promotion. You know, and they have contests like every 3 months, and Dennis has a contest every 3 months, and that really helps me get motivated. And I'm winning that contest today, by the way, and it really helps motivate me into promoting their recurring income opportunities as well. So recurring income is not always a membership; it is a lead-in sometimes into a membership. So, for example, with my promotion that we're doing this weekend on the Simple S3 Video Plus plugin, it's a lot to say, Simple S3 Video Plus plugin, it is it's the front end piece of that. The low price on it is $27. The upsell on it is a $7 trial into the NAMS Insiders Club. That's a recurring commission for anybody who takes advantage of that. And our conversions on that have been really good. So I expect that we'll get 100 to 200, maybe 300 people, if we do really well this weekend, into the Insiders Club. And the people who promote on that front end are going to start seeing more and more residual income as the months go on. And so you always want to see what else is being promoted, not just the front end piece, so that you can make a decision based on the ability to build on that income ongoing. Okay. And these are the Connie's criteria for testing a product. She talked about people who are proven, who have the kind of trust factor, and the people that have a track record. So she really likes working with those kind of people. The wait and see during the first promotion. What that meant was, how do they respond with follow-up stuff? Are they going to promote again? She doesn't always buy into the first promotion. Does it look and feel professional? Is it something that could have more value if it was more professional looking? Will it be more professional looking? You know, I released our Simple S3 plug-in in December as part of our December deals. This is 6 months later, and we have a plug-in that is on version 2.6, I think, now. 2.6, 2.7, something like that. When we released it in December, it was 1.1, 1.2, something like that. And so we've added a bunch to it, and it is a lot more professional plug-in today. Not that December's was bad, it's just that this one does such a much better job. So my response to this has been to continually upgrade. So people don't have an issue selling something from me that is right out of the box, because we're going to continue to improve those and upgrade those as we go. And you have to know that about the people that you're working with. She's very selective about promotions. So she doesn't always respond anymore yes to those promotions. She responds to promotions that are always going to make her money. We talked about that quite a bit as well. Everything that she does is monetized. If you're going to have a seven-figure business, you have to think of it in terms of making money in everything you do. Monetization has to be at every point, even if it's sending somebody to Amazon to a book link. Amazon commissions are not great, but every little bit helps, and if you've got large enough traffic, it is can end up being massive. Protect your audience. This was important for her, and it is for me as well. I don't ever promote anything I don't believe in. So if it comes from me, people know that it's something that it's worth looking at least. And then the support response was something else she talked about. You know, she always submits a support ticket through an alias so that she can see how the people that she doesn't know respond to the support ticket. Technical was not important to her. We're not even going to go into that because she didn't do technical stuff like open rates or anything. So the testing part of that was pretty clear. Then we got into the execute. And it was about positioning yourself as an expert, engaging meaningful conversations, finding people that you want to work with, keeping your eyes on the prize, start where you are, be consistent always, and always looking at the numbers. So we're going to create our, let's just recap here. We've got the dream promote, the dream prototype, test, and execute is all set up here. So what we're going to do in our challenge this month is we're going to build out this challenge schedule. So that's pretty much what I'm planning to do right here this afternoon. And I'm hoping that you are ready to participate in this. So if you see things that we need to add to the challenge, I would love for you to add in and tell us parts that you think are missing, or something that you would like to focus on during the challenge. So we have, I've created here the challenge schedule for the advanced affiliate marketing. And the first part is, what's your dream? So week one, what's your dream? So you're going to set up the affiliate goal, and I'm actually moving this to part two. You're going to set up your affiliate goals. You're going to set your course and determine a daily goal. So first you're going to take a look at where you are. Remember, she said it's important to know where you are to evaluate your successes and failures. Okay? So make this a little bit bigger so we can see it more easily. This is first week. This is first week stuff that we're looking at. So that'll be before you set your daily goal, and that's actually before you do your course. You set your course. So you're going to look at your successes and failures and see what works and what didn't work. And that would be, for example, let's use NAMS as an example. If you are promoting NAMS workshop to your list and you're making no sales, then either you're promoting it incorrectly or it's not a fit for your audience. So if something's not a fit for your audience, you want to make sure that you don't do that anymore, right? You don't want to promote to that. If you are, Joyce Jagger is a good example. Joyce has a list of embroidery coaching clients. She doesn't teach them. She does have another side list, which is about business, creating businesses, but she doesn't teach her embroidery coaching clients about NAMS because it doesn't make any sense to them. They're not interested in NAMS. What they are interested in is learning about embroidery. But she might have a side list, you might have a side list that is interested in NAMS. So you would end up doing some promotion for NAMS to that list. And you want to make sure that you have those lists segmented so that you can do that. So you would create a list for your niche and a list for people who want business opportunities, business training. Let's see. Then you have to evaluate which one of those is going to bring you the most money. So if you're promoting into the, and I'm going to use Wendy. Wendy's on here. I'm going to use you as an example here, Wendy, because you've got the retirement sites. We talked about this yesterday in your coaching session. You've got the retirement sites, and you also have an aspect of retirement, which is about making money in retirement so that you can fund your retirement. I fall into that category. I'm 61 years old, and in 4 years, I could be 65 and on Social Security, if it's around. But I don't want to rely on that. I want to rely on additional income coming in through my business, right? Now, what's my expertise? I'd have to evaluate what my expertise is, right? So that I know where I want to start promoting. And one of the things that I have often looked at in my expertise areas is that I have a lot. I mean, one of the things when you start finding out what your expertise is, you have a lot of expertise. You just want to make sure that you're that you capture all of it so that you can see which niches you start building out. So I'm going to use myself as an example here with the expertise thing. And this is one thing you're going to do in the first week. I'm actually going to do it over here, though. Oh, sorry, I've already got it set up here. Answer the question, what are you good at? I've talked about this before in something I call, or something I've stolen from Frederick Lehrman called Prosperity Scrabble. And he does two things. He creates a list of what you're good at and what you would like to do. What are the things that you would like to eventually do? So, for example, I was good at log home building. I did that myself. I was good at photography. I was good at traveling. You know, there is a skill in traveling. I mean, knowing how to pack, knowing how to make it through the airports quickly, knowing how to do all those things. So these are things that I was good at. I was good at relationships. Let's call it, how do I want to make money? Okay. Say writing. Teaching. Coaching. Event planning. Publishing. Those are areas that I want to make money in, right? So writing actually is something I'm pretty good at. I can drop that into my good at area. And I don't necessarily want to make money writing, because writing is not something that is a money-making opportunity. Publishing is a money-making opportunity. So we have to get our mindset around the monetization piece. This is all monetization in here, right? And this is all stuff I love to do. So if I'm going to start mixing and matching, I could do a niche site about log home building. I've actually got one started. I could do a niche site about photography. I could create photo CDs of my own stock photography, which I've done. And one of the other things I love to do, and I didn't write it in here, was motorcycles. And Harleys particularly. I love Harleys. Okay. And I could easily combine Harleys with publishing to do a book about publishing. I could actually, and wanted to do this, I could actually do a trip around the United States on a Harley while I was doing publishing from a blog, or I could do coaching in the morning, get on the bike, take off, do what I wanted to do. With the way technology is today, it'd be pretty easy to do that. Okay, so you will go through and determine what you're good at and how you want to make money with it. So there's two pieces to identifying your expertise. What you're good at, how you make money with it. Then you want to identify the markets that are easy to play in those areas. So then you're going to start looking for affiliate marketing that you can add value to. And the way you're going to add value in those affiliate marketing areas is you're going to end up creating bonuses in there. Now this is not the strategy yet, but that's why you would end up doing it. So that's what you would do for that, is you create bonuses, you'll volunteer time, you'll teach others, and you'll build relationships in those areas. Okay. Right? All right. So let me see what I've got. I'll go back down a little bit. Take a look at where we are. Okay, that's the expertise. I'm going to close that. Come back to setting our goals. Now that we know what our expertise area is, this is week one, by the way. This is week one. We're going to come back up here and figure out, where are you now? How much affiliate income do you make now? Some of you it will be zero. Some of you will be $100. Some of you will be, $1,000. And so what you want to do is take a look at this, figure out how much of your income you want to be affiliate income. For me, I know that 63% of my income is affiliate income. I like that. There's two reasons for affiliate income, even if you have your own products. There's two reasons for affiliate income. One is commissions that come to you, you do not split with anyone else. So if I'm making sales, all the commission I'm making from Dennis Becker's project that I'm promoting until tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Is coming to me. That's commissions coming directly into my bank account. I don't have to share that with anybody else. And that's affiliate commissions coming in means that you have a really good solid base as you build up affiliate commissions. So Lynn Terry did one of the first webinars that she did for us when we started NAMS was about building your base. And that's really important, is to figure out what you want your base income to be. And what portion of it can be affiliate income. And then you want to figure out how to get there, right? So Stan says here that set up benchmarks, particulars that you are going to analyze and evaluate to know where you are. That's exactly what we're talking about. So we want to know how much income you have, what your base income needs to be. How do you determine your base income, by the way? This is really important. If you watched the Will Matos micro workshop that we did on operations, business operations, he went through it exactly. You have expenses, and those are variable and fixed. And you figure out what your expenses are, you figure out what your income is. Then you figure out how to hit the numbers. And Connie talked a lot about this. Knowing your numbers. Everything she does is by the numbers. You know, I used to have a stock photography agency, and I've talked about this before, from 1989 to 1995. I knew the average value of every picture that I leased every year. I mean, we reevaluated every year. We knew if we did 100 pictures in a month, I knew that the average value of those pictures was going to be $267 per picture. I knew that advertising was going to increase that. That was over all of my images. I knew that advertising had a higher value. I knew that textbooks was a lower value. The advantage to textbooks was that it was recurring because they republished textbooks every year, and you got additional, you got 75% of the original fee every year. Advertising was seldom a recurring fee. It was often a high value, limited use, front-end value, front-end number. So it could be $1,000 for use for 3 months, and that'd be done. And I could adjust my picture value by focusing on advertising. The number would tell me that I had focused, if I was focusing on advertising, the number would go up. If I was focused on too much textbook market, the number would go down. So your numbers will tell you exactly where your business is going, up or down. And you want to make sure that you know those numbers all the time. Now, when I saw the numbers, the rental fees on those numbers going down for the same categories, for example, textbooks, textbooks stayed pretty steady, by the way. Advertising and editorial market started going down because I could see the competition from the digital market in 1995, 1994. I knew it was time to get out because my expense was going to be too great to go to a completely digital system. So I sold that business. And I got out before I got killed in that business. The guy who bought it from me, unfortunately, got killed. They were in England, and 3 years later, they went bankrupt. So you want to know what your expenses are, your income, and what your average numbers are, what you have to do to hit those numbers. Now, Will, when he talked about these things, he talked about how many affiliates, how many webinars, how many promotions to hit the numbers. And as an affiliate, the thing that you're going to know is for affiliate income, you're going to do not affiliates, webinars, and promotions, but as an affiliate marketer, you're going to know pretty much the same thing for webinars and promotions and any other way that you can get people to purchase a product from you. So mailing. How many mailings do you do? How many courses do you teach? How many free webinars do you have? How many invites do you make? How many relationships do you build? How many live events do you go to? I went to a live event, by the way, 3-4 weeks ago in Denver, and I sold enough from the stage to pay my expenses while I was there. I had enough people buy the NAMS 12 workshop tickets that I broke even. But the relationships I made there with three people particularly immediately made me a lot more money in the following week because they promoted. And those are the kind of things that I want to focus on all the time, is what's the stuff that's going to build my affiliate income? And I do the same thing. I build relationships with two of those guys, by the way, are going to be on our own webinars, and I'll be promoting them as affiliates in the next month. Actually, three of them. Three of them will be on that we're going to be promoting as affiliates in the next month, because they plug holes in our training with their products. They have expertise that you people will be interested in. And then I'll get a 50% commission from their stuff as we build those out. Now, here's something that I know, by the way. I know that if I don't promote somebody else's product at least three times a month, I'm going to have not a great month, because affiliate income is a big part of my income. So I know that I need to promote, and I need to have so many sales at such and such price to be able to hit the numbers that I want to hit. And I look at my business from two perspectives. Income coming in from my own products, income coming in from promotions. Income coming in from promotions, those are the ones that I really kind of count on. Because income coming in from my own products, that's stuff that I don't own. That goes out to affiliates. I kind of feel like that goes out to affiliates. We continue to build that. We continue to build value. We continue to promote all that. But the income that comes in from my own promotions and my affiliate commissions from other people, that's what I live on. So my wife and I love that. When that comes in, comes straight to our bank account, and there we go. I mean, we're good with that. You can do that too. You set that up. That's exactly how you want to focus, is what's it take to get where you want to be with your income. Okay, so this is the where are you now? Now, Stan set up your benchmarks, and you're doing this. You want to know what your numbers are, and these should be hard and fast. I mean, this is not some airy-fairy thing. You want to know exact numbers. XXX expense. XXX income. XXX profit. Those are the things that you want to know. Those three. Okay? Anything you think I'm missing here for the first week? I think that's a lot of work for you to do in the first week. Set your goals. Evaluate your successes and failures. Set your goals. I say set your course. That really is kind of like build your dream is what that is. And what's the difference between that and a daily goal? You set your course means building your dream means, for example, here, Pat says, I want 250K. So if you want to build 250K, what does that represent to you? Are you talking about 250K a year? So let's just do a quick evaluation on that. 250K per year. $20,000 a month, almost. What if we do a daily? I like daily goals. So let's do that again with real numbers. Okay, so that's $684.93 a day. And by the way, is that profit or is that gross? Right? So now you know that if you want to make 250K a year in affiliate marketing, you have to be averaging $684.93 a day. You got some decisions you can make based on that. What are you going to promote that's going to give you that kind of dollar amount? If you promote a $7 product, which equals 50% commission, $3.50 each, how many of those at $3.50? Man, that's a lot. Let's just take a look at 684 divided by 3.5, that's 195 sales a day. What if it's a $97 product? Let's just run these out. This is the first, this one of the first decisions you want to make. But you also want to look at the back end on stuff. So let's say that that is a, what is that? That's a 46, 7, 8 and a half commission. Okay, on a 50%. $48.5. That's 14 sales a day. Okay. 14 sales a day. Now, that's a huge difference, right? That's a huge difference. Do you have a list that will support $297 products? That would be $150, $48.50. Now, this is the kind of stuff you have to figure out when you're getting ready to make a promotion so that you can make your goal, because this is the only thing that's important. To hit that number, this is the only thing up here that is important at the moment. It's at $640, $684.93 a day. What is it going to take to be able to do that? You start with the end and you work your way into it. Okay? So that's 4.6 sales a day. You see how this works just on the commission idea? Okay? All right, so you've understood where your commissions are, but you also then have to evaluate the recurring. Okay? And what are you going to do to get more recurring stuff? Now, lead ins, that's where your $7 really comes into play, because that is that's the reason we do a $7 trial. A $7 trial is, you know, is nothing. But our retention rate on the $7 trial is running about 80%. I'm really excited about our retention rate on our $7 trial at the moment. And that moves people up to a $37 a month, and at 50% commission on 37, that is, what's that, $1,350? But $1,350 times what's the retention rate of most membership sites? Most are 3 to 4 months. Ours is about 8 to 9 months. So let's take 8 months. And that equals, wish I had my little calculator open all the time. $108. Okay, so the customer value there is $108 on that. But we offer a lot of other products, so people continue to buy. And the customer value, our customer value is running about $220 right now for each customer. Okay, so now you understand the numbers. You understand how to set your course. $250K is doable. You can do it by hitting these numbers. You can do it by getting 100 people into the system. You know, Connie is our number one affiliate. And I'm going to just flat out tell you that Connie's our number one affiliate. We have the top 10 affiliates in NAMS account for about 80% of our business. It's really cool the way they do it. And what they do is they continually get people in the system so that they can reap a reward every time that I make a sale. So they get a commission every time I make a promotion or a sale. You want to find those systems too. We've talked about that as passive income, and I don't want to dwell on that, but you have to be thinking long term when you do that kind of stuff. Okay. So if you are going to go out and promote big ticket products every day to your list, how many times will somebody buy that? How many times will somebody buy a big ticket item from you on a daily basis? Not very often. That's the reason that launches for a $4,000 product like the Amazing Selling Machine, the Amazon Amazing Selling Machine, those launches took about 6 weeks to build. They started doing videos into that, and they started doing promotions up front with JV partners, and they started building all of their testimonials, and they started really getting, and that was the active portion of it, was the 6 weeks. It was really a 6 month build. Because if you remember, as the Amazing Selling Machine was selling last fall too, then it sold, I think, a month or so ago. And a $4,000 purchase on that, and I don't even know what the commissions were, but let's say the commissions were 40% on a $4,000 purchase, that's $1,600. If you made, you know, 3 sales and you did $4,800, you did, what is that? Just under 8 days. So then what are you going to do for the rest of the month? This is setting your course. You have to have a very diversified focus. When you get involved in something that is a big ticket item like that, they're great. If you can convert big ticket items, they're great. But you want to make sure that you have your base in place, because otherwise you will starve between the big ticket items. Okay? We've talked about the daily goal here too, so I'm just going to move that into this. And you're going to understand what your goal is. Work backwards from your daily goal. Okay, let's see, we've got evaluate success and failures, build your dream. And this is where you set up the numbers. Check against those numbers every day. I have a dashboard that tells me exactly what my next 30 days of recurring income is. And if it starts to go down, I get busy building additional recurring income in that stream. You, on the other hand, may have... I'm just checking one thing here. Okay, good. We're good. You, on the other hand, you need this. You need this dashboard. You need to understand what your dashboard's telling you every day. It's great to have an automated one, but you might just use a spreadsheet to do it as well. A spreadsheet works just fine. And I encourage you to use the one that that Will Matos showed us in the business operations. Okay? All right, so we've done a lot of information here. You're going to do all of that. You're going to brainstorm your expertise. In the first week, you're going to come up with these things. Okay? In the second part, the second week, we're actually going to move into this Teach a Course. And to do this, you're going to go find products that you match your expertise, right? So you've identified what your expertise is. Terry's asking if anyone else is having audio issues. If you are, type it in the box here that you are. But I don't know on my end that if so. But I'm going to keep going. So you want to make sure that when you choose a course, this was a brilliant idea, and I had not even thought of this, and it was really a great idea by Connie. And I'm going to implement this, like I said, for the NAMS folks. But if your expertise is, let's see, Terry's on here. I'm going to say that Terry is, her expertise is in interviewing, and she does a great job of interviewing people and doing podcasting doing this. So Terry wants to go out and find other people who are doing podcasting and teaching big courses about podcasting. So you want to find somebody who is an expert podcaster, and you want to go out and identify a 6 to 12 module course that they have that you can break down and teach. So you want to break down the course. You'll go through the course yourself. Build your own little teaching criteria based curriculum based on that course, and set up a schedule. And you'll want to actually build a sales page and a whole deal for this. You're promoting your bonus here. The course is actually kind of like secondary, right? Because what you're really selling is that you're going to walk people through this. When I got online, I actually, this was the, and to tell the truth, this is the modus operandi that I use forever. And it was that I would teach people and show them how to do stuff after I discovered how to do it, and let them watch over my shoulder. My very first course that I taught was the 60-day experiment, and it was to teach writers how to build an ebook and a business based on their own knowledge. And that worked really well. I had 650 people following me for free, and several of those people are still on my list. So, this is an ongoing opportunity for you to really start building your list bigger and better all the time. So I'm a little distracted here by some of the audio issues that seem to be happening in the webinar jam. So if you guys are still here, type it in. Okay. Okay, good. Looks like Terry may be the only one that had the issues. Okay? So, Wendy, you're a good example of this too. Okay, so that's working. I'm checking out the settings to make sure the audios are good. It all looks good. So you should still be hearing my voice and seeing the screen. Okay. Wendy, this is a really good opportunity for you too, so that when you start finding people in the retirement area that have courses on better living in retirement, then you can start teaching those courses, okay? And that way, I said up here 6 to 12 modules. The longer, the better, because the longer the course is over a period of time. You don't want to do this every week, maybe every other week. Give people time to work on this stuff. You know how intense our challenges are. You don't want to make that so intense for everybody. But every other week, you might actually start doing a module so that you can work through your curriculum. Okay. I'm going to mark a spot here and come back and check the audio. All right, so you want longer courses. I said 6 to 12 modules. You could actually go even further. NAMS is 52 modules. You want to focus on relationships in that area, in that arena. So if you have a special guest that you can promote, she was talking about actually building additional income by promoting other people through that system, through that course that she was teaching. So that's a really good example of how to build additional income as well. So you want to do that, that too. And for our challenge, what you're going to do is you're going to add names from your niche that you'd like to invite. These will also be people that you create relationships with, affiliate relationships with. Okay. Yeah, now, so on the course that you've chosen, you're going to let the owner of the course know what you want to do. You're going to ask permission from them to do it. And of course, they're never ever going to say, no, I don't want you doing that. What you will have to be really, really careful about is that you will have to actually tell them that you're not competing with them or stealing from them. You're teaching their course. People have to buy the course, and it's your bonus. So that's what you're offering, right? When you lay it out that way to an owner, the first thing the owner is going to say when you go to him and say, I want to teach your course, is he's going to say, well, are you creating a course like mine, or are you just taking mine and teaching it to people? And so you definitely want to make sure that you you do exactly that. You talk to the owner and tell him what you're doing and that you're really above board. You're building a relationship. You talk to them about the partnership and about how that partnership is important to you. Okay, so. Okay. Create a private group. So your bonus will be that you create a private group in Facebook. You'll probably need to have your curriculum, by the way, for this course when you before you sell it. So you'll definitely have to have the curriculum in place. And you could even show that curriculum, by the way, to the owner. So let's put that on here. Okay. And I'm saying here that Kenny, come on and add more value. It says, so let the owner of the course know what you want to do. And up here I say, ask for support. Get a direct line to that owner so that he can answer, so you can ask questions of him, even if it's not him answering questions to the group. It would be a really good way for you to it'd be a really good way for you to have a direct line to him and just go back and forth with him and build that relationship. You know, one of the things, we had John Paducek on here the other day on one of our hangouts. And John has something called Webinar Jam Made Easy. He's got Google Hangouts Made Easy and Webinar Jam Made Easy. So his bonus for people buying Webinar Jam through his list was that they would go and purchase, and not go and purchase, they would purchase Webinar Jam, and then they would go into his list on his Facebook group, and he would teach them about how to use Webinar Jam, and also he would answer questions and provide kind of secondary support, that kind of stuff. So he's already doing that, and it's really a great idea. So this is your bonus, as we said, and you're going to create Facebook or G Plus circles. Use a form if you have a form, or use webinar and email. You could actually just have an email group. You can create a separate email address. Now, Pat asked earlier, how would you increase your commissions? This is what we're talking about here, is increasing your commissions by offering this bonus. Okay? So you're increasing your commissions significantly, by the way, by offering this bonus. So you could get a separate email address, separate Gmail address. Use that only for this list. And by the way, that's pretty simple to do. I don't know if you know that, but you can now, with the way Google works, you can now have multiple Gmails, and I have multiple Gmails open on my account on my web usually all the time. So let's see. I have Gmail here, and it shows this is my normal email address. Then if you click over here, it shows you my other email accounts. And so I have a coaching email address that is only given out to the people I'm coaching. And I have an old email address, which is what I use mostly for my freebie kind of stuff. And those work well with Gmail. And now that they're connected, it's a really good way to actually drive people into a separate list that you can work with. Okay? Teach the course for free. That's important. You're offering a bonus. It may have a lot of value, and you actually may be able to sell the recordings afterwards if you wanted to. There's no reason why you couldn't do that as an additional bonus to the course when you're, or to the product when you're selling it later. There's no reason why you couldn't do that when that, for example, let's say that the Amazing Selling Machine, the Amazon course, closed. You know, it did close. So let's say that it closed again. And you could go in and create those, take those recordings and create a course that people could buy from you. So you'd have product as well if you record those things. So that's another good reason for doing this course. But the first time you get people in for free. When you get ready to do it, your bonus is going to be set ready to start after the promotion date. So people will know what to do, what to get during the promotion. They'll know that they have to buy this during the promotion to be able to get your bonus. And you're going to drive a lot more sales that way and a lot more commissions that way. Okay? And let's see, the long-term revenue. I was talking about this. Do you want to, when you're looking for your course, make sure that you look for the pie test. You guys know the passive income pie test, I hope. And I will, yeah, actually Stan says the bonus could be a passive PLR, or it could be a PLR course also. And it could be. It could be something that you completely added on separately. But the hand-holding to use the course has real value. So the pie test, I'm just going to add this in here again real quickly, is lifetime database referrals. Lots of products, high quality products, number four always gets me. I can always have trouble with number four. Analytics, and that's number four, is lifetime data for lots of products, high quality products, and great sales funnels. I have a resistance to great sales funnels, I guess. Okay, so that's, you want to evaluate based on that, because these guys will, this will help you build long-term income. This one here is the key to building long-term income in other people's product areas. Okay? Let's put in here that you can create your curriculum. And Stan's idea is a good one. You can also supplement with PLR course on same topic. Okay? All right. So that's teaching a course, week two. Okay. Week three. Sorry, just give me a second to edit this part. Week three is going to be the third strategy, or the second strategy that we got from Connie. Okay, nicely done, edited, save. Okay, and week three is creating your unique bonus. This is back to your expertise. Okay. This one is really simple. I think this is really simple. Once you understand what you are, what your value is, what you can add in your area of expertise, then you can go back. You've identified that up front because you used that to identify the markets you want to play in. And that's really important. And you can go take that information and start building your own bonus, right? So if you have content that you want to create, you can do it here with your what are you good at. You can always use that expertise area to create your own report, your own course, your own whatever it is that you don't think may be ready for prime time, but it'd be a great bonus. So that's what you're going to do here is create a create something that adds value that is a, could be a report, could be a course, could be a audio series, time, software, coaching. Let's see, what else could it be? Consulting. A lot of people do 1 hour consulting or 30 minutes consulting. All of those things. You could actually create a course that works, or you could create your own unique bonus, but it has to be based on your expertise. If you are going to create something that is branded to you. Now, going back to Stan's suggestion about PLR course, you can always grab a PLR course from somebody else that's a quality one, like from Easy PLR or Coach Glue or Alice Seba's Do-It-Yourself PLR, DIY PLR. Any of those sites and that are good, reputable sites, and create a report or even an ebook of some sort, or even a webinar that you can create from those things, and it will actually help you build credibility and another thing that you could use as your bonus. If you are just getting started, you might want to actually do that. You want to customize those things? And I'd encourage you to, I would encourage you to add your own flavor to these as well, so that you have your personality in them. So you want to do a little rewriting with your voice as much as possible. Okay? All right, so that's week three. You're going to look at your expertise, decide what your unique bonus is, and offer that. What goes into this, by the way, into this bonus thing? What programs would you want to use, offer a bonus for? A bonus for NAMs does not work all that well because bonus for a program with lifetime database referrals means that you can't control who buys from you. In other words, not so much here on the bonus with this kind of a system. So if you promote in a lifetime database referral, then you're selling for other people, and other people are selling for you. So you may be getting lots of commissions even without promoting, right? So this Connie did this for us on the very first workshop. She offered a bonus to people to actually meet in that group that she showed a picture of at the very first NAMS that she came to. And the bonus was, come on Thursday and we'll have a Thursday mastermind. And she had lots of people who said, well, I bought through Connie's link. But she says that the commission didn't come to her. And so she didn't allow them to be in that group on Thursday afternoon. And she and I discussed it and said, listen, because of this system and the way it is, you're either going to alienate people or you have to make these bonuses for anybody that you promote to. And she was gracious enough to allow other people to come into that group, even if they didn't get a commission with her, but they wanted to be involved in her group. So it was to her benefit eventually to do that anyway, because she got some of those people over into her system. But you don't necessarily want to create a unique bonus for a program that does like the NAMS group with a member or other systems that, and like Coach Glue, which spread the commissions around based on the lifetime database referrals. What you can do, though, in that instance, and some people do in that instance, is that you can offer bonuses that are lead builders for you. So you want to get people, you give them a free report or whatever. If they say that they purchase through you, you make sure that the bonus that you give them refers back to your site. So no matter where they came from, you'll end up getting them into your system as a lead and a potential sell for later on. Okay? So that's week 3. Create your unique bonus. You guys should start typing in any questions you have in here, because we're going to be finished with the checklist here in a couple of minutes. And we will continue on talking about some of this other stuff, especially when we get into... We can actually talk about, well, I'm going to have to scroll way up so I can see what I've got. Come right back in a second. We'll talk about feedback and the improvement piece as well on your business here today. But you should start typing in any questions that you have as well. Okay? So now we're talking about week 4. And this was the, how did she put it, joint venture with affiliates. You want to be on leaderboards. You want to see leaderboards. One of the benefits of being in an affiliate from people is you get affiliate emails and you understand who's leading, who's doing what. So let me show you a leaderboard. I think I had that one up here just a second ago from Dennis, and that was wrong Becker. Okay, so here's an email with a leaderboard in it. And that was from this morning. and he's telling people what they've got, what his suggestion is on mailing, and here's the current leaderboard. I'm at the top, hanging on to first place. Barb Ling, one of our instructors, is not far behind. Jean Pimentel, one of our instructors, is in third. Connie is tied with Jean. Very scary, because Connie can pull the trigger at any time and kill an entire leaderboard. And Connie is tied with Jean for third, also an instructor. Jen Dice is number five. Gary Sayer is only four behind. That's what a leaderboard is. So here is a Namster. Here is an instructor. Here is a, don't know him, Steve Cooper. Don't know Steve. So that's somebody I'll have to reach out to. Here is Teresa Miller, an instructor. Sue Fleckenstein, a Namster. John, I don't know. And they're all tied for 10th. So the reason I'm showing you this is because now I'm somebody who is on a leaderboard with these folks. I've already heard from half a dozen people who've said, I see that you're killing it in Dennis Becker's leaderboard. I've got something I want you to promote. And, you know, I'm saying, well, I've got my own thing going, and when is it, and what is it, and I'll take a look. And that's all I can do at this point. But what I've also done is gone to every one of these people here, except for Steve, because I don't know Steve, gone to every one of these people here and said, I've got this promotion starting tomorrow, right after Dennis's finishes, and here's the link to go see my my contest page on that. And what I'm doing for a contest page, and I'll show you my contest page. Come on. Dates right at the top, conversions, what the sales have been, what the plugin does, and then I get to what the prices are, and then I get to the bottom, and here are the prizes. Prizes are first place, $250 Amazon gift card, $150 Amazon gift card, $100 Amazon gift card, third place, fourth is 50, fifth is 25, sixth through 10 is $10. So that's not a ton, but it's an incentive, right? That's all it is an incentive for people to actually, let me make this bigger so you can see it too. It's an incentive for people to get involved is what it is. Here is a big incentive for people to get involved. See if I can get back over here a little bit so you can see that better. Nope, not that way, this way. Bonuses. 25 sales, you're going to get an additional $100. 50 sales, you get an additional $250. 100 sales, you get an additional $500. 1,000 sales, you get an additional $2,500. Why would I do that? The back end. On 1,000 sales, if people bought only the single site license at $27, my front end on 1,000 sales would be $13,500. That'd be great. Probably nobody's going to do that, but that would be great. $13,500 gets them into the system. If, let's say, we had a 10% conversion on 1,000 into the NAMS and Insiders group, that'd be a 10% on that would be 100. That'd be $3,700 a month. So I've paid for my bonus in the first month. That's not a bad deal, right? So that's why you do bonuses, and that's why you incent affiliates to push. Now, affiliates, from this perspective, are looking at this and saying, okay, I can get into this, and I can win, which is a great thing, and I can even get a bonus, and maybe even a big one, and that's a great thing. But what I really can do is get people in on an ongoing recurring membership, and that's even additional money over time. So that's the part that I'm going to be selling to affiliates, and that's the part that you as an affiliate, you need to pay attention to, is how you make that ongoing recurring income. Stan says that you can actually find leaderboards online after the fact. Let's see if I've got my leaderboard here set up. I've got a folder for leaderboard. Nope, that wasn't it. I think it's in, where is it? I have so many folders that sometimes I have to look around to find them. Well, in any case, I've got a leaderboard folder, and I can drop these leaderboards. I just go get a screenshot, drop them in, and I go back to those, and you know, like I said, on that leaderboard, I've reached out to those people and said, I've got a promotion coming up, you might be interested. So I use those leaderboards to actually find new affiliates all the time and build relationships that way too. So you can, and usually, and I start with Facebook. If I don't hear back from them on Facebook, then I find them on Skype, and you know, it's email is probably the last thing I do. And that's just because I don't really trust email all that much. I guess I know how I use email, and I expect that other people use it the same way, which is very little. Okay, I'm going to close some of these so I can get back up here and take a look at our strategy 3 that Connie had us taking a look at. So we talked about the leaderboards. This is making a proposal. The important part of this to me is making a proposal. Finding people, reaching out, making a proposal. And so I told you the one about Alex Mendosian that I did, and I pushed pretty hard on the Evan Pagan thing to get those clicks in there. And that was not a commission share, but it was a click count contest. So that was kind of a click count contest, and the reason I wanted to get into the top 3 for that was the ongoing exposure, not the money. I think I got a $500 prize for being in third place. But I really wanted the ongoing exposure to be in Alex's case study about that. So what you're going to do with your leaderboard is you're going to go find people in your niche again. If there are contests in your niche, you want to go find the leaderboards. If it's not, not everybody does contest, but you're always going to find people who are promoting affiliate products. And one of the great ways to do that is if you are in a niche specific area, is that you can go to ClickBank. And we're talking about digital products here. So you go to ClickBank, Marketplace, search for product, and let's say we'll look for horse. So here are some products, and we're going to sort them by popularity. So this one is a popular horse book. It's called Penis Growth Guide. That's not it. Save My Marriage. That's not it. So did I get horse? Horse Racing Strategies. So if you were interested in that, this is gambling as well. If you were interested in that, you would find out, you would go to this sales page. There's professional horse racing tips. Huh. Sold out, all spaces full. Okay. A lot of gambling here. I'm going to look for something different. I don't want to go into that. Let's look at gardening. If you're into gardening, is your niche. Shed plans. I've actually sold this one. And I actually own this one. So I'm going to go to Shed Plans. Take a look at what's available here. Ryan Shed Plans. And this guy does really well selling these shed plans through ClickBank. It's actually a pretty good product. I have it. I like it. I'm thinking seriously about building this shed right there in our island in front of our house, a potting shed type thing for my wife, doing that really soon. So here are the other plans that are available in there, including these other things. So this is a pretty nice product, right? This is a niche that I want to get in. So I'm going to find people who are selling this. Now, it can be tricky to do this, but Google is your friend. My shed plans review. Oh, look, ripoff reports comes right up. So here are all these reviews. You could find these people here. That's Ryan Clark. He's the guy that did it in YouTube. But anytime you see a review, you're going to see places that you can actually go find people who are selling these things. And they may be somebody that you want to get to sell your product as well. So here's a guy that gives it a review. He's got these kind of star rating systems. It's a 4.1. There's his affiliate link. And if you hover over it, you see a... this is not a ClickBank style link, but it is a Click, not Click Maximizer. There's another ClickMate, I think it is, style link that you can use to mask ClickBank links. So it's probably a masked ClickBank link. And then you would search for whoever. This is Product Reviews 24. So then you do a who is on this site, find out who that is, and start gathering potential affiliates by gathering those names and figuring out what you, if those people are people that you want to work with. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay? Let's see what else is here that we might look at. Anthony on my shed. This guy's got a domain that he's created for it specifically. And he's got a Facebook page, so you could go to his Facebook page and find him. And there you go. And here he is. So you could actually interact with him right away down here at the Contact Me. You could interact with him right away and find out if he's interested in your niche. So if this was your niche, if I decided to do the log home niche, this would be a place where I'd start looking for people, because shed building is closely related to log homes, right? So that's how I would find more people for a specific niche. All right. I hope that's helpful to understand. And Pat, this is about building more commissions, getting more commissions. So you're going to go out and look for, in your niche, you're going to look for affiliates selling similar products. You're going to create a spreadsheet. And it's going to be a contact spreadsheet. And whether these are promotions or not, you may want to JV with the affiliates, or you may want to get the affiliates to promote your product, or you may just want to add a bonus that these affiliates can use to promote and share product with you, share commissions with you. So you have a lot of opportunities there, and you're going to build a proposal to those folks. So your proposal would be share commissions added bonus, let's see, use affiliates link, now this is advanced, so this means that you've got a list already, but it's not a huge list. So what you're doing is you're joint venturing with people, and you may actually go back and actually get other people to promote for you, and you share your commissions with them so that you're getting additional commission that way too. It would work both ways. So if you have a bigger list at this point, when you have a more advanced strategy here, and this may not be one that you carry out in this challenge particularly, it would be in the challenge that what we're going to do is start building your affiliates contact list. That would be the big part of this, is to start identifying your niche and building out an affiliate contact list if you don't have a list that you can already start using for a joint venture type deal. Okay. The proposal may be that the affiliate promotes to their list using your link if you're the bigger promoter. Okay, so ClickBank doesn't give you a leaderboard per se. There used to be a program, and I don't know that it's still out there or not. What was that called? CB Engine is what it was called. CB Engine, I think, actually gave you top sellers. But I don't know that CB Engine is still available. Yep, it is. So CB Engine tells you and I actually still have a login for that. Yep, still do. So you can grab your top selling. You can go to your niche here in CB Engine. I'll put a link in here to this because I still have a link for it. It's a really good an analytics tool. I liked it a lot for analytics. And it'll tell you what the average price is. You can sort by average price, and you can sort by product type. You can sort by whether it's subscription only or whether it is in recurring or one time. You can put in keywords, and you can also do in the title or in the body, let's see, newer, older products, commission. So if you want a commission that is more than 55%, 60%, you can stipulate commission and price and find out what's available pretty quickly there. This says recurring, no, both at the bottom. I thought you used to be able to do top sellers by affiliate. Find ClickBank products. Oh, it does give you also the vendors. So if you have a vendor here, this is a good strategy, by the way. If you find vendors here, real guys, I know who these guys are. This is real guys. This is Paul Counts and his crew. And look at that. They've got the top gravity score, which is popularity, basically, for one of their ClickBank products. So if I went to Paul and said, Paul, I know you're doing really well on ClickBank, and we're in pretty much in the same world, can I create a joint venture with you, tag on my bonus, I'll promote to my list, use your affiliate link, and let's create a relationship, and that'll work out that way. So that's one thing that I could do here, or go here and get him to use his seller's list from ClickBank, his buyer's list from ClickBank, to promote to mine. So to my products. And by the way, I'll be doing that part into NAMS particularly. So I know Paul's coming to the next workshop, and I'm looking forward to seeing him there. All right, so use ClickBank to find products people, and opportunities, basically. And you can use a tool called CB Engine. I'll put that in here too. And I think CB Engine is actually a ClickBank product. Nope, that's the wrong link. I'll fix that link and get it in the mind map in the right area here. So the big deal out of the joint venture, the week 4 challenge, is to start building your affiliate contact sheet for potential affiliates to JV with or to actually sell your own products. Pat says, will this be posted on the NAMM site, or for example, can we put the mind map in our own free mind or in a PDF? Yep, you can always do that with any of these micro workshops. I always load them up as both a free mind and also as an HTML, so that you can actually click on an HTML link and access it that way as well. So we've got like 20 minutes left here for our second session. Do you have any questions that you want to add to this? Do you have any concerns about this? Is this something you feel like you can do for the month of June? This is what we'll be focusing on in June in our challenge. You can type in the box there any of your questions. I'm going to roll back up. We're going to look at feedback and improve. First, I'm going to close everything. Okay, so affiliate marketing, where do you get your feedback from affiliate marketing? It is in the numbers. And the numbers are sales conversion. First off, it's in sales dollars. How are you doing against your daily goal? That feedback is going to be, is this a good thing? You'll know immediately if you're hitting that number that you want to continue doing this, or you want to, if you don't make any sales, you don't want to mess with it anymore. So you make a decision here. Sales conversion gives you an idea of how much you want to invest in promotion. I'm killing it with Dennis Becker's book right now. I've made almost 100 sales of Dennis Becker's book. Now on Monday, when I saw that this was doing so well for me, I scheduled out some emails for today and tomorrow to finish it up with. But I also scheduled out a tweet to go out every hour for the next 4 days through Twitter to 3 different Twitter accounts. So, you know, I'm driving traffic through Twitter, I'm driving traffic through LinkedIn, I'm driving traffic through Facebook, and I'm doing all kinds of different things to drive as much traffic as possible through my affiliate account into Dennis's, into the sales. So that one is the conversion on that's really good. So it is, it's really very advantageous to me. It's very rewarding. My ROI is good. The investment is high in promoting that. So that's, the sales conversion gives me an idea of how much I want to invest in promoting something. And then also looking at the back end, what's the back end on conversions as well. Okay. And it's nice to, you want to know the, you want to be able to look at the analytics from whatever program it is. Dennis's is on Nanocast, so I can go look at Nanocast and see what the sales are and what else is selling. There's not a lot of great analytics there, but it gives me an idea. I can extrapolate from what I see how things are doing there. It's not easy, but you can do it. Okay. What else? Feedback and numbers. So if you know that you're getting a lot of opens in your email, I know that Connie doesn't care about that, but if people are opening it, either the email isn't good or is good, or if opens are high, sales are low, then there's a disconnect. They're not understanding what the product is, or I'm not explaining it well in the email, so I have to look at my marketing approach then. Oh, that's a good point, Stan. Stan says another way to approach your ideal JV partner is to follow and retweet or repost their stuff. Also comment on their blog, and they will usually notice. That's a good point. So let's add that down here. And he just said follow and retweet. Repost their stuff and also comment on blog. Good point, Stan. Thank you for bringing that up. Appreciate that. And basically what you're doing there is starting a dialogue. Okay. And the numbers really are this is where you're going to make all your decisions. You're going to make decisions too on the way you're treated, but really the numbers are the thing. This is like 80% of your decision. How are your numbers doing? So then you also want to look at how's the relationship. There are some people that I make money from that I just do not want to hang out with, and I have stopped promoting. No fun to promote. Don't do it. Make sure relationship is what you want, basically, for your group, because you're an extension of that person. So if you're getting feedback that the person doesn't respond, the person doesn't do the kind of things that you think they should do to support their products, then you want to end that relationship. So that's some feedback that you're going to get. And who's going to tell you that? Your customers are going to tell you that. So listen to their feedback. Okay. And let's see, how else will you get feedback there? You want to do a search on Google. What's the reputation? When we did the shed thing there just a minute ago, I was not excited by a couple of things that came up from the top. Let's see if that's still up. Rip-off report. Boy, with that being number one, I'm not excited about that. So if there's one item, that's from 2012. Rip-off report. Consumer comment. So it needs to be read. We need to understand before you would want to read this before you promote it. Just because it looks good doesn't mean that it is somebody you want to deal with. Okay? Let's see. And let's see, payment. Are you getting paid? That's important too. You want to make sure commissions paid on time, or communication comes frequently about payment. This is your money. Okay. So how to improve then, if we just look at the last thing here, how to improve, you're going to make decisions based on your feedback. And then you're going to, and this is going to be really simple, because you're also going to, if you make the decisions based on the feedback, what you're also going to do is decide to do more or do less. You may decide to add more promotions. Or focus promotions. You also might want to make this a little bigger so you can see what I'm typing. You want to test promotions. If it's something you want to go forward with, if yes, for more promotions, invest wholeheartedly in the promotion. So in other words, if you're making some money and you see, this becomes the numbers game, right? So the improve is understanding the numbers game. And then you're going to scale. When you found something that works, you want to scale it. And that means more traffic, more bonuses, more sales. Okay? So that's how you improve in affiliate marketing. So, for example, on Dennis's, I've used this a lot because it's on the top of my brain today. I scaled up my traffic. I scaled up my promotions, my mailings, all of that, because it was converting really well. And so I pushed really hard, and I'll continue to push really hard. Let's see, what else? Okay. I think I'm pretty much covered this thing today, and we have reviewed and added to Connie's information today as well. I think we're about ready to wrap this up. Anybody have any questions or comments that you want to make before we do wrap it up? Let me know. Yeah, Abby says, lots of work ahead. Yep. There's lots of work ahead. If you want to make it big in the affiliate marketing world, you have to be smart about it, and you have to continue working forward. So, yeah, there's lots of work ahead, and we can do this together in the Insiders Group. So I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.